USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Kentucky Representative James Comer, chair of the House Oversight Committee, is reporting more relatives of President Biden will be exposed for having received money from foreign adversaries. Comer on Fox News yesterday.
Well, right now we have 9, but I believe in the end that number will be at least 12. I mean, this was the Biden family influence peddling scheme. And you know, when people say, well, they were involved in ventures around the world, I haven't found a legitimate business on the Biden end. I found legitimate businesses that were paying the LLCs that were then turning around and laundering the money back to the Bidens.
As expected, Bed Bath & Beyond filed for bankruptcy protection to wind down its business after years of losses and failed turnaround plans. The company had warned it needed a $375 million loan to get through the holidays. It struck an unusual $1 billion financing deal with a hedge fund in February, but put off bankruptcy filing, then ditched the deal and tried this month to raise $300 million from other investors. That did not work out. Conflict in Africa sees violence on another continent that affects Americans.
It comes after the weekend evacuation of U.S. Embassy personnel and their families from Khartoum, a move that Mick Mulroy, ABC News national security analyst, told me was executed well.
The decision to close an embassy is a big one for the U.S. State Department. They don't like to do it because it's very difficult to get back in there, and a lot of relationships quite frankly, fall apart when we're not there.
He doesn't think another large-scale evacuation is likely.
But they've also said that they will do everything they can to help facilitate the American citizens that are there want to leave.
Mulroy says there are between 16,000 and 19,000 Americans still in Sudan. I'm Jerry Barmash.
NBC Universal Chief Executive Officer Jeff Shell is out after an investigation into a complaint of inappropriate conduct. USA News.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sportsbook and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champ. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Who gets your vote in 2024 if it's between President Biden and former President Trump?
Neither. That's the choice of a majority of Americans when asked if they want President Biden and former President Trump to run in 2024. An NBC News poll finds 70% of those surveyed, including just over half of all Democrats, believe Biden shouldn't run for a second term. As for Trump, 60% of those polled, including a third of Republicans, think the former president should not run again in 2024. I'm John Schaefer.
More Americans age 50 and up play video games than ever before, but they feel overlooked by the gaming industry, according to a new study by AARP. Today's online video games are being celebrated by those that used to dump every quarter in their pocket into a video arcade center back in the 80s and beyond. AARP counts 52.4 million Americans, 50 and older, play video games at least once a month. That equals 45% of Americans that age. A fire over the weekend sends folks heading for the exits at Disneyland in Southern California.
A giant animatronic dragon burst into flames on Saturday night. The head of the 45-foot-tall Maleficent dragon caught fire in the middle of the show, Fantasmic, at the Tom Sawyer's Island attraction. The production was stopped as the fire spread. Guests and cast members were ushered away, and emergency crews moved in to put out the fire. The park was packed with crowds. There are no reports, though, of injuries. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Progressive covers meds in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage for pets and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.